We're in the middle of Arson Awareness Week, Officer Van Way. Can you tell us a little bit about some of the things you have to be aware of when it comes to arson, what to look for, and tell us about how bad of a problem it can be?
Well, there's several things that the public can do, as with any crime. Just being vigilant, watching your neighbors, helping keep an eye on your neighborhoods and that kind of stuff. If you see something that just doesn't look right, then call the police so that they can check it out and make sure everything's as it should be, I should say. But other things that they can do just to make it less easy, is how we, pick up our yards, implement neighborhood cleanups, secure homes and buildings and vehicles when they're not being used. Again, work with neighbors to improve the kind of neighborhood security network, kind of look out for each other, keep flammable liquids and stuff like that secured and stored away properly, especially this time of year we're mowing yards and weed eating and those kinds of things, so we can keep those types of products away and less accessible and stuff like that. So a lot of it's just good housekeeping type things and looking out for our neighbors.
Now, of course, we're all used to, usually when we say arson, we think of people burning up homes or an owner burning up a business that's faltered. But vehicles, they're quite a bit of percentage of arsons, aren't they?
Yeah, and that is the focus for this year's Arson Awareness Week. Vehicles every year, at least over the last 10 years, there's an average of a little over 14,700 vehicle arson cases reported, which is about 26.5% of the total arsons every year. Another big percentage of that is actually outdoor fires. So, like I say, we do typically tend to think of buildings and homes and businesses, but those are a smaller percentage of the total cases every year. However, they do, obviously, you've got more dollar value, you've got more property damage. So they do contribute to the most deaths and property damage every year with the buildings and homes, but they're actually a much lower percentage of the actual arson cases that we see throughout the nation every year.
And Officer Van Way, if you could just tell us a little bit about, if you're a victim of arson, if I'm not mistaken, some insurance companies in certain cases, they won't even cover your house, even if it wasn't you that committed the arson, correct?
Well, that's my understanding. Like I say, each insurance company has their own rules, so try not to dig into that too much. But yeah, but that is a slight potential, from what I understand. Another big thing that when we talk about arson is this is a couple year old data. This was from 2011, but the 41% of all arson arrests were juveniles, were people under the age of 18. So that's another big focus, working with youth groups and that kind of stuff, trying to educate kids and educate parents as well and school counselors and those kinds of things, of kind of some things to look for, especially a lot of that behavior escalates, as a younger child into the teenage years. So those are things that we also want to keep our eye on and be aware of, and so that we can try to meet with those folks and those families and try to get some intervention so that we can stop or correct that behavior.
Yeah, absolutely. And Officer Van Way, thank you for your time today. Is there any place we could direct people to go for more information about Arson Awareness Week and also other fire and emergency prevention?
Well, we do encourage everybody to follow our the Warrensburg Fire Department's Facebook and Twitter accounts. We do put a lot of information throughout the week. This week we're putting some different facts out each day about arson awareness. The U.S. Fire Administration website is also a good resource as well as the NFPA website. They have a lot of good resources and statistics and tools to use with children and adults alike as far as education, outreach, and that kind of stuff. But yeah, we're working, trying to use social media to help just get little reminders out and tips and facts out. And we also, the Warrensburg Fire Department is also working with all the other agencies in Johnson County through a recently formed group, the Johnson County Fire Investigation Unit, which is a collaboration of state, local, and federal agencies that operate in Johnson County. And both we're using that as a tool to for extra resources to investigate fires, but also as a good networking and public education arm, to just help keep people aware and make folks kind of aware of what's going on around them and what to look for, those kinds of things.
Well, Officer Van Way, again, we thank you for your information, and we hope to pass this along to the folks here during Awareness Prevention Week or Arson Awareness Week. Thank you.
All right. Thank you very much.